Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, we want to thank everybody for joining us on the Transformation Cafe. It's so wonderful to be coming to you guys live. And just to remind everybody, you can go after we get all done with the show, you can go to the Transformation Cafe at blogtalkradio.com. Usually takes a couple hours for it to be up and ready to go, and you can go on demand, which is really cool. And we also now are available on iTunes. If you go to iTunes and just put Transformation Cafe in there, we've got about 8 or 9 shows in there. We also have resources for you to be able to take a look at, so we really encourage people to go and check us out. And if you have any other information, you go to transformation-cafe.com, and we have all of our past, some of our past shows on there with all kinds of really wonderful guests on there. So we have a few of our regular diners scooting up to the table here. Hey, Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. This is Mr. Jamie calling from Seattle, Washington.
Very exciting. How is it in Seattle? Beautiful Seattle.
Oh, it was a nice day today. I'm not complaining.
A nice day today. I call that a Goldilocks day. It was just right, right? The Goldilocks
right.
day.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully well.
Wonderfully well. And how is it in San Diego tonight?
It's nice and cool.
It's nice and cool. Yeah, we all of a sudden, a lot of us are in Southern California, and as well as our guest chef tonight. And it's amazing how it just decided to cool off. It was like 100 degrees, and now it's decided to cool itself off. So tonight we have a guest chef. His is David Shea. And David and I know each other from a networking group that we belong to. And besides just being a juicer, like what we're going to talk about tonight, is just all the wonderful things about juicing that you ever wanted to know, hopefully. David is just a fountain full of information on that. That we he also does computer repair. So, what's the company that you are the owner of, Mr. David?
Active IT Solutions.
Okay, and if there's anybody out there who wants to get any kind of computer repair, do you want to just plug yourself and so people know how to get a hold of you there?
Yeah, totally. You can go to my website, which is activeitsolutions.com, or you can always call our office at 951-78020.
And anywhere in the world, if you need computer repair, David's going to go there and take care of it, right?
Right. Absolutely.
He's like,
no problem.
Get on a plane. Get on the plane there tomorrow. Like, hopefully it's in Hawaii or someplace really fun like that. So.
Or Dubai.
Or Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay.
I'm there.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds exciting, too. So, David, how long have you been juicing, and how did you get into it?
I've been juicing for about a year and a half now, pretty consistently.
Okay.
The way I got into it was my wife. She actually was sick. She's still kind of, but she's a lot better than she was. But back in 2011, she started having these stomach issues to where it didn't matter what she ate or drank, even water, and she would have such an upset stomach, and she would get so bloated, she looked like she was 5-6 months pregnant. It got really bad, and she'd be curled over on her side, and we just went from doctor to doctor to doctor, both traditional and holistic, and it's like nobody could figure it out, and so I was just like, let's try a juice fast. I saw this movie, this documentary, and so I just did a ton of research.
Which movie was that?
And so I went out and bought Sick, Fat, and Nearly Dying.
Okay, with Mr. Joe Cross.
Good.
Okay.
Mr. Joe Cross. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I just kind of flew by the seat of my pants on that 60-day and just started going at it and kind of figuring out my way through it, just reading a lot of literature and finding out what worked and what didn't. And, by the end of the 60 days, it really didn't really work for her, ironically enough, because she's allergic to celery, which we didn't know at the time. And
wow.
So that was actually part of her digestive problem. but we used celery as one of the primary ingredients. So that's why it didn't work for her. But for me, I got the most stellar results. So that's kind of how I got started in it. It's just kind of as a necessity for her.
Okay. So now that she's realized she's allergic to celery, is she juicing and not having that, and it's turned itself around for her?
Exactly, yeah. So she's juicing very consistently now. She typically replaces one meal a day. We haven't done another full juice fast for her yet. But just in that one meal a day of juicing, she's seen immediate and huge results, especially with getting rid of inflammation.
Right. Right. Well, I think it's one thing that I really love about, I've been juicing probably for about 4 or 5 years, and I really consider it my pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place to come when it comes to levels of just healing and just knowing a few fruits and vegetables that just that they do for you can just totally change your life when it comes to levels of the aches and pains and things like that have. I think a lot of that's just the eggs and things like that. So what's your juicer? Which machine do you like to use?
I have the Omega Masticating Juicer. I can't remember the model number off the top of my head, but I think it's a 3002. I could be totally wrong. It's the Omega 3000 something. And I like the juicer just because it's incredibly versatile. It's not the one that's really tall. It's a bit shorter, and it works really well.
Do people ask you about or not getting fiber from the juicer, and it's just not at all?
That's a huge question.
I always talk about one of the information about juicing is like you're not getting your fiber.
Right.
So what do you say about that for people that are curious about fiber and making sure that they're when it comes to fiber? Yeah, I think we were kind of going back and forth, so when it comes to fiber and the protein.
Yeah, I think.
Are you still going to guarantee that to juice?
Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit, Robin.
Okay. Okay. We're going back and forth. So, okay. We have a solar flare. We'll blame it on the heavens that it's sabotaging our conversation. But that's okay. So what about another thing that people are always talking about when it comes to juicing is I'm a diabetic. I can't juice.
Right.
What do you tell people about that?
I don't know a ton about the medical end of diabetes, and so I always tell them they should consult their doctor.
Uh-huh.
You know, just that in general, a big pushback that I get is I don't want to juice because that's just a ton of sugar, or I tried juicing and it was just a bunch of sugar and it made me sleepy and I just didn't feel well or it made me sick, etc. And I asked them, like, well, what are you juicing? And they're like, well, you know, I'll juice some apples and some strawberries. First of all, don't juice strawberries. It doesn't work that well. But yes, true story, somebody is juicing those.
That's a blender.
That's
what blenders are for. Yeah.
That's a blender. Yeah, it's for smoothies. But they'll just be juicing a bunch of fruit. And it's like, yeah, of course you're. But they associate juice with fruit, you know, fruit juice. It makes sense. They don't really think, yeah, you juice vegetables. And so when I change that paradigm in their mind and say it should be like an 80-20 rule, like 80% vegetables and 20% fruit, and then the fruit that you have should have a low sugar count, like pineapple or green apples, there's not a whole lot of sugar in there. And so I can't really speak into the lives of diabetics because I don't really fully understand where they're coming from. But, you know, I can say that if you're juicing correctly, you're not intaking a very high amount of sugar.
Well, and Robin, one of the things that I learned from working with the nutritionist that one time was that your sugar levels are elevated a lot based upon not having the fiber to balance that out. So if you utilize the entire plant and instead of using just a juicer, you use like it's not a Mixmaster. There's a particular name and you can use your blender and you basically puree the whole fruit and that will help alleviate the spikes from the insulin spikes. But again, I am not a doctor.
So it's So it's the fiber along with that will help to have it with processing.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, I know.
Yeah.
Just
well,
like
I haven't heard much
matter
about
of,
that.
Mm-hmm. With fiber?
Right.
Okay. Well,
well, yeah,
Gloria
so
used
the fiber,
to be working in the...
It kind of... Uh-huh.
No, go ahead. Fiber what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so with the fiber, with the whole point of the juice fast is to eliminate the fiber out. So maybe for a diabetic, you know, if that's true that not having the fiber spikes your insulin levels, then maybe a juice fast wouldn't be a good idea. But the whole purpose of specifically a juice fast where you're eliminating the fiber is to completely cut out your digestive system from the equation. Because when you juice, you're pretty much pre-digesting those vegetables and that fruit and getting the pure nutrients that go straight into your bloodstream. And the reason why that's important is because your body uses about 60 to 70% of its internal energy just for digesting. And you'll notice that, like, if you eat a bunch of junk food and you overwhelm your system to the point to where your body needs even more energy just to deal with all the junk you put in you, and then you're tired and lethargic and sleepy. And so when you shut out your digestive system altogether and, you know, get your body to completely focus the energy on detoxing your system, on healing your system, on getting rid of, you know, all the things that are in your body that it couldn't get rid of before because it didn't have the time and the energy to do so, that's when you really start seeing the magic happen with a real juice fast.
So if somebody wanted to do a juice fast, would you suggest that they just go full bore and, like, do 40 days, or it's something that you want to work your way up to it, maybe like a 3 or 5 or 1 week fast to begin with, just to kind of give your sense an idea of what you're really looking at to go in it. You know, I know you did 60 days right off the bat, so.
Right. Yeah, I have a pretty good motivation of wanting to help my wife, but, you know,
right.
it really just comes down to the individual. I'm kind of one of those all or nothing kind of people, but the thing that I always caution people about, like my mom, she's just starting a 60-day. I'm encouraging her, and I would love to see her complete it, and we'll see what happens with that. But and I think that's a big push with a lot of people. They get the juicer, and they're all excited, and they've heard about my results or somebody else's results, and they're like, yes, I'm going to do this. And then they go and they grab the juicer and they start juice fasting, and within a day they're throwing up and they feel sick and they feel awful and they don't know what's going on. And the problem is that most people, if they're not used to that level of nutrients, their body starts detoxing incredibly fast, and it's getting out somewhere, and so most of the time it's coming out their mouth. And so I always caution people, before you go full board into any kind of juice fast, whether it's a 3-day, 5-day, 1-day, 60-day juice fast, doesn't matter, start just replacing one meal. Like for breakfast, for dinner, you know, have a juice, and that's your meal. For a week, maybe 2 weeks, just kind of acclimate your body into it. And then it really just comes down to what your goal is, you know, and just sticking to that goal, really. It doesn't make a difference from that point.
Okay, so you did the 60. Well, did you write a journal or something while you were doing the 60 day just to kind of remind yourself of, like, what am I moving through? And well, compared to the one before you had not even juiced at all. I mean, can you just kind of share significantly what the difference is for you?
Yeah, I did a couple things. I did a blog. That blog is not really in existence anymore. I have it saved for my own personal journal. But I found that for me it was incredibly helpful to be held accountable by everybody that knows me, a.k.a. Facebook. And so, you know, setting out on a journey of a 60-day juice fast is pretty incredible and gets a lot of people's attention. And I tend to be somewhat of a people pleaser, and so if I know that people are paying attention to this, I don't want to fail in front of the entire world. So that was my big motivator. But then it was also just really cool to, you know, whether you handwrite it or blog or whatever your style is, just to kind of at the end of the day reflect and, you know, write how you felt and, you know, different epiphanies that you discovered about yourself. Like, you know, one big thing that I always discover every time I do a juice fast is how food is shoved in our face everywhere you go. You walk down the street and you see a sign for pizza. You walk 10 feet further, you get a sign for a soda. You walk 10 feet further and you look through a window and you see a TV commercial trying to sell you some Cheetos. And it's just, it's amazing how apparent that becomes when you're not eating.
And I bet food just tasted so different when you really went back to food.
Yeah. I think that the biggest lesson I've learned about food, especially from going away from eating food for so long and then coming back, is that food's kind of overrated. It's more of an emotional thing than a taste thing, at least for me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like the taste of food, but whenever I came back to it, it was like, this isn't as good as I, you know, was craving it to be.
Yeah, I've had that before with French fries.
The thing that satisfies me the most. Yeah, absolutely, especially with junk food. It's not that great. But
I was just going to say, I was doing really good, and my normal thing is to get some chips or something like that when I'm driving around the car, and I bought a bag of carrots.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I was like, I was just, because it was the crunchy thing that I wanted. It wasn't necessarily the potato part of it. Yeah, I just wanted to have the crunch. So,
yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
Well,
I was like, wow. I felt good for me.
One of the things when you decide that you're going to, say, for example, fast, and when you eat, the brain needs to have the jaw motion to masticate. And it has been shown through studies that your brain will recognize that you have eaten after you have chewed. That's why it's very beneficial when you're chewing food to chew it more, because you're sending signals to the brain that your body is actually consuming food, and it's a satisfier. It's like that satisfaction center in your brain gets stimulated with the masticulation.
That's true. There's a saying that says to drink your food and chew your drink. And the reason for that is to chew your food to the point to where you drink it, but while you're drinking, to chew, because it'll actually stimulate your digestive system to absorb that whatever fluid you're taking in that much more efficiently.
So when you were juicing, were you acting like you were chewing it?
No. I actually, to be perfectly honest, that it's a good thing to do, but I'm terrible at it. You just slug it down. You know, after a while, it's just, you know, there's no such thing as meals. You're just carrying juice with you, and you get hungry, and you just drink, and that's it.
Well, I found that, because like with Mother's Day this year, I guess I have so much energy when I'm juicing. So it's just like something that I have to do in the morning. And the day after Mother's Day, you know, being a florist, I was super tired because we had worked really hard. And the whole day, except for one meal, I juiced. And I was, the only other thing I had was just like a handful of some raw cashews. And I said, oh, good. Oh, my gosh, I had so much energy. And I was like, wow. And then I had the meal, and I kind of like dropped because I had so much of a heavy meal in my stomach because it was like a regular meal. So it was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was one thing that surprised me quite a bit, is how much energy I had during my 60-day, or I just completed a 40-day, and just how much energy I had. This past 40-day juice fast that I just completed, I actually started it primarily because I wanted to heal my shoulders. I dislocated one and I injured the other about a year ago, and it took me completely out of the gym. And so my goal with this 40-day was in hopes that it would actually accelerate the healing of my shoulders, which worked perfectly. By day 20, I was weightlifting in the gym consistently, and
that
felt great. And my shoulders, my shoulders were, I mean, I won't say they were 100% by that point, but I'm only about 6 days out of the 40 days juice fast, and I'm 100% better on both my shoulders.
When you're going from between, how often do you fast? How often are you just going on just juicing?
I try to do a 10-day juice fast quarterly at the very least.
Okay, cool.
And I don't really see the need to do an extended juice fast, you know, unless you're, you're overweight or you're dealing with a specific health problem or you've never done one and you want to maybe practice the art of self-control or you want to detox your system, there's got to be a very specific reason why you're doing a really long juice fast. But a 5-day, a 10-day, those are good just to do because they're healthy and they're good for you.
I could
not
see people wanting to do this, like,
you
know, right, but just to transform yourself, like, just having such a clear mind. Because I know that one thing they talk about with juicing is you just get clear, you don't have that fog anymore.
Right, it's totally true. Yeah, I find that when I'm on a juice fast, I'm a lot more mellow. You know, things don't bother me as much as somebody's, you know, riding my tail on the road. You know, I'm just like, yeah, whatever, it's all good. No, it doesn't bother me. And, but then when I'm on regular food, I get really
I'm gonna drink my juice and have a good day.
Yeah. I'm just going to drink some juice.
Offer somebody some juice, your fist. Huh?
Yeah.
Here, have some juice. Now,
right.
You have some pretty
interesting... I haven't figured
it
out yet. I'm not sure the connection.
Okay. You have, you've been doing, you were telling, you were sharing me about how you'd gone out to Mount Baldy while you were juicing and had such a phenomenal experience with that, thinking just the energy and stuff you had. I didn't tell them about what we're doing Baldy with the...
Right. Yeah, on day 58, that was a big thing I wanted to do as part of this 60-day juice fast, which I, you know, the very first one that I did as kind of an experiment. I wanted to see how my body would respond to something incredibly strenuous. So I was like, I'm going to go do a 14-mile, incredibly difficult hike. This is one of the hikes that people do to train for Mount Whitney. And I did it in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all I brought with me was a camelback full of vegetable juice, about 2 liters of vegetable juice. And I kicked that mountain, but I was so surprised at how well I did. I got almost my record time after not eating for 58
days.
Wow. That it was pretty cool. Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all of that, there's people out there that weightlifting and all that. I think it's about, but really getting them from just your green sources, just like the larger animals do. You really get everything that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, there's definitely not as much protein in vegetables as there is in meat. I lose you, Robin?
Yeah, no, we're good. But I know it's like spinach, because one thing I've always heard is like about alfalfa. Alfalfa is just like this power food. When you think of horses like that, that are being trained on the kind of energy that they get from it. So we all need to start juicing our alfalfa.
Right.
Hey, Robin. I'm sure that's Robin. Robin, there is definitely some sort of there's some sort of a transmission issue overlapping, and it's like a ghost. You'll be talking, and then suddenly there's a voiceover, and someone else is talking on top of you. There's definitely some sort of a transmission error in the show tonight.
Oh, okay. I'm going to check that out, see what's going on. Is this okay right now?
It seems to be.
Yeah, it sounds good right now.
Okay. Yeah, it seemed to be flopping back and forth. So do you have a name for your book, David?
It's pretty simple. The 60-day juice fast.
Okay. There you go. If I can do it, everybody else can too, right?
Yeah.
That's the subtitle.
I know, right? Yeah.
Now, do you have recipes and things like that you're going to offer?
Yeah, I'm going to offer about 5 to 6 of the regular recipes. I like to keep things simple. What I more will focus on with juicing is what not to do with it to make things taste terrible, because really at the end of the day it's just not putting the wrong things together. But I had a lot of fun not necessarily following recipes when I juice fast, but just kind of going with it and saying, oh, I got a little of this, I got a little of that, but understanding the principles, knowing that, you know, if I put too much ginger in this, it's going to be really spicy, so I'm not going to put this much in.
Yeah.
So just understanding
more. Can you overload on ginger?
Yeah. I would say that. I mean, it really just comes to personal preference. I actually like a lot of ginger because I just like spiciness in general, but my wife, she can't handle hardly any of it. And most people, you know, I've found, you know, don't like spicy food or anything spicy at all.
Mm-hmm. So one of the questions I want to ask
you
is
where,
that...
Where I suppose... Sure.
It was the, what's that, the bullet. Is the bullet a juicer?
Nutribullet? That's not a juicer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not? How come?
Yeah, Nutribullet's not a juicer. It's not because it doesn't take the fiber out. It'll make a, it'll
it
make a hell of a smoothie,
fiber
but,
out.
But it's not a, yeah, if it's not taking the fiber out, it doesn't matter how pureed it gets. If you're not taking that fiber out, it's not juice. It's a smoothie. It's a very pureed smoothie.
So a Vitamix is all glorified a blender. It's just a super powerful blender.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's so weird. I've seen, like, the Vitamix commercials that say, you could juice with this. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't remove and extract the fiber, it's not a juice.
And, you know, one of the things, if you are juicing, we had a juicer, and all of the fiber that remains, you can still use that, like, in baking and cooking if you're cooking food for other people while you're juicing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. And you know that what I did is I actually composted all of my, you know, leftover fiber and actually made some incredible soil for growing vegetables later on. So,
I bet.
Yeah, I definitely don't throw away
that
stuff. That stuff's gold. Mm-hmm. You want to? Here's a good tip for getting good compost. Go to all these juice it ups where they're juicing for people, and they'll give you a huge trash bag full of it.
Hey, there you go. Your best friend should be a juicer.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. So, when will your book be coming out?
It should be coming out, I would say, in about a month or two. Right now, it's in its final draft, and I have it, you know, my editor's going through it and telling me that I need to tell a little more of my story, or I need a little of this, or a little bit more of that. But for the most part, it's pretty much there. So.
Okay, and you're going to be having a website so people could...
Yeah, our website's under construction, but right now, if you go to the 60dayjuicefast.com, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or of course from Facebook you could just look up the 60 Day Juice Fast, and that's a way that you can keep in touch with us. You know, you can ask me questions, you can see what's going on. I'll be posting recipes, different articles and blogs, and of course keeping you up to date on where our book is, and eventually when our website will be up, that'll be posted as well.
Well, we need to have a G when it comes out. Right, of course.
Absolutely.
So what would be your recommendations? We got about a minute and a half left here. What would be your recommendations for somebody who's been thinking about juicing but not real sure what they want to do with it?
Don't get too caught up in what juicer to get, you know, unless you're into that. Even the little cheap Jack William juicer will do the trick. That's what I started on. And take it slow at first. Just start replacing one meal with a juice until you're comfortable. And really have your goals in mind before you start any kind of juice fast. Because once your body starts calling the shots and yelling at you for not eating, you really got to have your convictions straight or you're not going to make it through.
Yeah. And maybe even have a juice buddy.
Yes, that helps. Yeah, throw it up on social media. Shout it to the world that you're doing a juice fast. People are interested because, you know, they're hearing about it. And having that kind of accountability is golden.
You know, and as far as the longevity, you know, you were talking about having your convictions in place. I found that when I did a complete fast, that if you pay attention and you may get to a point like day two or three or day four where suddenly you think, you know, I haven't had anything to eat for a while, and I really don't feel hungry. And then all of a sudden, your stomach will start to gurgle, and there's a brain-body connection. What?
That's when you take a sip of juice.
Well, I was going to say there's a brain-body connection, and I found that during that time, because I was doing a complete fast, I wasn't doing anything except water, and I found that if you wait for just a few minutes and you say, you know, I'll get to you in a minute, just as if you were coming from the store, you're in the car and you're driving home and you've got food at home that you're going to eat, and you just postpone it for a minute, that sensation in the stomach will diminish. And so, yeah, take the juice and know that you can always, you know, it's fluid, you can drink more, but your body doesn't need as much food as you think you do.
No, it doesn't. You're absolutely right.
Well, and that goes back to what you were sharing before, David, about, you know, once you're on the fast, you realize how much, you know, publicity and just the media just pushes food at you 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, your body doesn't need food. It needs nutrients at the end of the day. And if you're feeding it nutrients, then you're going to be okay. I mean, now naturally you can't survive off of a juice fast. You can't do a 365-day juice fast, or you're going to not be a very healthy person. But for up to 60 days, I've even heard people do 100, that you'll be fine.
Yeah, and just to remind everybody, you know, if you have any concerns, please get a doctor's recommendation that you get a bill, good bill of health to be able to go ahead and do that, and be under a medical care.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, David. This has been so wonderful and so informational about the. I'm actually gonna try it this summer. I'm gonna probably be doing at least a 30 day. So we'll see how that goes. I'm excited, and I'm gonna have a juice buddy. So I'm looking forward to that.
That'd be awesome. Well, if you ever have questions, you know who to call. I'm happy to help you out.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the Transformation Cafe. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to the
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.